This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So one person came to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu and he saw his house and he said, Abu Dharr, where's all your goods? You know, where's all your furniture? It's very simple. He said, I have another house. The guy said, you have another house? He said, yes. He said, and all my possessions I've sent forward. He said, where's that house? Now, I honestly marvel at these narrations. Because subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Dharr, if you see people building on the mountain of Sil'a, then don't stay in Medina. It's better you move out of Medina. Imagine if the Messenger of Allah came back today and he went to the Haramain, Sharifain. And soon as you walk, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul biladi ilallah musajiduha wa abghadul biladi ilallah aswaquha. The most beloved places to Allah are the masjid, and the most despised places are the marketplaces. And out of the most beloved masjids are the Haramain Sharifain. And soon as you walk out of the Haramain Sharifain, what do you see? MashaAllah, KFC, McDonald's, you know, Rado, all the latest brands. And the longest queue are who? Yeah, the UK guys and the Westerners. Longest queues in KFC. And imagine, this is the most beloved place, and what do you see? You know, the most advanced kind of forms of hegemony, Western hegemony, in a place which capitalism, in the most Mubarak place that there is. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, now he leaves Medina and he goes to stay in Rabadah. And Abu Dharr's house in Rabadah was, subhanAllah, very simple. Because Abu Dharr was Abu Dharr. So one person came to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu and he saw his house and he said, Abu Dharr, where's all your goods? You know, where's all your furniture? It's very simple. He said, I have another house. The guy said, you have another house? He said, yes. He said, and all my possessions I've sent forward. He said, where's that house? He said, that house is in the Akhirah. He said, that house in the Akhirah, and I've sent everything there. And he said, you know, the owner of this house, he's not going to allow me to stay here for very long, but the owner of that house will allow me to stay there for eternity. And you know, wallahi, brought me back to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Umar ibn Khattab, he came into the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he looked around, and there's hardly anything there. There's a few water skins, and there's a few other things, and the Messenger of Allah is lying down, and Umar looks around, and Umar tears up. And the Messenger of Allah said, Umar, what's wrong? And the Prophet and Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, look at the Kisra and the Kaisra, the leader of the Romans and the Persians. Look at their lifestyle. Look at their lifestyle. Look at the lavish nature in which they live in. O Messenger of Allah, you are the beloved of Allah. And look what you have. La ilaha illallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting down and he sat up. And the mat that he was lying on was so rough that it left the imprint on the side of the Messenger of Allah. And he said, Oh Ibn al-Khattab, even you. Oh Ibn al-Khattab, oh Umar, even you don't understand. My example is like a traveler who rests under a tree for a little while and then he moves on to his eternal abode. And when I read this narration of Abu Dharr, and I thought, subhanAllah. I said, gee, people that the Messenger of Allah created. The Sahaba were generally zuhad. They were generally people who lived a life of abstinence. But Abu Dharr was on a different level.